mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's Friday, already into the second hour. We're talking to Colonel Craig Roberts about Oklahoma City. 10 years and what, 3 days later, it's clear that it was a globalist bombing, a globalist-controlled bombing meant to usher in a police state, and at the same time, the Clintons used it as a place to stow their MENA drug-running records, and as people were dying and bleeding to death, they pulled all the rescue workers out for hours so they could get all of that material out of there, which then disappeared. They then blew up the wreckage of the building later and buried it under guard at a landfill where it's guarded today by men with guns. Very interesting, and we have the reports of these Arabs on scene, the surveillance camera tapes, all of it. Why won't the government release that? And if it was Arabs acting alone from Iraq, why wouldn't the media use that? Because these were Arabs that were brought into the U.S. by George Herbert Walker Bush, and of course then Bill Clinton. And Craig, I mean, let's just cut right to the heart of the matter. There's so much evidence. We could talk about the evidence for hours, and we will get into it. Then I want to take some calls coming up here in a few minutes. But bottom line, we know these Arabs were brought into the U.S. We know when police got them, they were ordered to release them. We know that they won't release the surveillance camera tapes. I mean, it's clear who these Arabs were being protected by. And then you've got all these other groups with the Elohim City and the white supremacists tied in. Was this a bigger operation that they were going to use to demonize domestic groups tied in with Arabs, but then they decided to go ahead and compartmentalize the operation? I mean, what do you think really happened here?
Well, you know, this is one of those typical off-the-shelf operations, just like the Kennedy assassination was in Dealey Plaza. In fact, there's so many parallels between the Kennedy assassination and the way the investigation was handled afterwards. And Oklahoma City, it looks like they used the same blueprint. We know, and here's the thing, what they're trying to do is they muddy the water by having various news media types poke up and say, gee, this goes all the way to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda did it. It went to Osama bin Laden through the Philippines and all this and that and the other. Well, there's some ties there, but let's back off and really look at Osama bin Laden didn't send these 3,500 Iraqi POWs into this country. Our government brought them in and they resettled them all over the country. So they weren't working. They were not working for Saddam Hussein. They weren't working for Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda. They were working for somebody else who provided them with houses, provided them with funding, provided them with cover and protection. That was our own government that did these guys. And then refused to pick them up. No matter what Jana Davis developed, no matter what I developed or anybody else, we could not force the FBI to even bring these guys in for questioning. Even though all the eyewitnesses picked them out of photographs and said, that's the guy that did it. Now, if you have a bank robbery, or if you have a murder, you know, and you get a witness that looks at mugshots and say, hey, that's the guy I saw right there.
And they're all saying was independent of each other.
Yeah, you know, you're going to go out and you're going to pick this guy up and talk to him, especially when we've got three different witnesses who don't even know each other pointing at the same picture and say, and one of them even telling you the guy's name. That was the barmaid in Oklahoma City that saw McVeigh and Husseini together and knew them both by name. She wasn't even called to testify at the trial. So, you know, when you take an investigation like that and you're sitting there as a police officer and you're saying, hey, we got bad guys, let's go pick them up. And they're going, we can't because the Clinton White House and Janet Reno says there is no Middle Eastern connection. And the deal was they just had a block put on that whole end of the investigation. And all of a sudden, the strangest thing happened on day five is that the whole thing shifted over to the right wing, the militia, you know, who knows who? Anybody on the right wing was the natural.
The talk radio.
Yeah, talk radio, hate radio, and all the rest of it. And when we get back from break, let's talk about where that came from.
Let's do that. We shall return, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us, and we'll be taking your calls at 800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using 5 different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
8 minutes, 15 seconds into the second hour, Friday edition. Talking to Colonel Craig Roberts, best-selling author, Marine Corps sniper, Vietnam, colonel in the Army, police officer who worked for the Oklahoma City bombing case. Craig, I want to go to calls. And again, this story, a 10-year investigation, we could spend 10 hours just on it alone. But we know we have these Iraqis brought in by the U.S. government, the Iraqis during the 80s who were trained here in this country in suppression of populations, in bombings, in just basic military tactics. Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton bring in between 3,500 and 5,500. No one's really sure. The Washington Post and others have reported 3,500, but that's just one wave of these individuals. Then they're there at the scene, all these witnesses, police, workers, you know, everybody sees them there. We have all these different surveillance cameras. FBI agents have said on record, yeah, it showed Middle Easterners there, but we're not allowed to talk about it. All this going on. Then you have these individuals trying to leave the country. The police stop them. They've got, you know, wire cutters and blue jogging suits in duffel bags. I mean, that's how arrogant they were. Bill Clinton orders them released, not detained. Then we have doctors who are on the scene dying mysteriously. We have police officers who are exposing it, being tortured to death and being killed. We have all this swirling around going on, And it's clear. I mean, we understand and know what happened. The building was blown out, not in. I mean, that's a two-year-old can figure that out. All the seismic records, all of it. And it's really the test model case for what we see today with 9/11 and the rest of it, and how it ties back into the first World Trade Center bombing in 93, where the FBI admittedly cooked the bomb and trained the driver and told him to go ahead with the bombing and let it take place. All of this happening, all of this going on, and then now we have Bill Clinton and Dick Cheney up there for the anniversary, posing as our saviors. And Bill Clinton on Air Force One in 96 said, "I owed my reelection," was his quote, "to Oklahoma City." That's what got his approval ratings back up. Craig Levy, let's try to encapsulate from all the evidence. If you had to go before a jury, or you know, we made you king for a day, you could go arrest the people that you believe were behind this from the mountains of evidence. What would you do?
You know, there's so many different directions on this. For one thing, we still got Terry Nichols, and we still have him alive, and we still have his trips to the Philippines, and that whole area over there should be exploded. I mean, it should be just wide open, and from there, we can go in several different directions. We've got Ramzi Yousef in jail. We've got a couple of others in jail that are his buddies that know who all the players were in this deal, and they were involved in Oklahoma City, or at least the planning of it. And so we've got at least a dozen Iraqis that we could start out with. We've got their boss down in Oklahoma City, who we know who he is, and he's still running around. And I would turn around and I would pick up about 10 of the FBI agents that were involved in this and bring them in if I was sitting in the Oval Office and have them standing in front of my desk one at a time. And we would get to the bottom of why they lied about this, why they lied about that, why they did all of the things they did. And you know, Alex, excuse me, there's a what we saw here, and I definitely want to mention this, is how they conduct damage control. Now, damage control has four D's: deny, discredit, debunk, and destroy. And they did all four of these on a continuing basis all the way through this case. Deny, you state that it didn't happen, or at least it didn't happen that way. I'll give you an example. JFK was killed by Oswald acting alone. So you deny what really happened. You discredit. You attack the messenger and the message. Example, UFOs and Project Blue Book. You know, UFO, if you see a UFO, then you're crazy because you're seeing little green men from Mars and everybody laughs at you. This was mind control that was put in the mind of the American public back in the 50s. You debunk. You muddy the water. You give alternate excuses. All you have to do is say, our investigation proved it did not happen that way. And that's what they did with the Oklahoma City bomb. They did with the greatest investigation of all time. You know, 30 gazillion documents, 2,000 agents, $15 million, yada, yada, yada. And we proved that it didn't happen the way that Jannie Davis said it did. Okay? They didn't prove anything. They haven't showed us anything. But they say this over and over, and most brain-dead people out here go along with it. The last thing is they destroy. Eliminate the messenger, eliminate the witnesses, and eliminate the evidence. If you can't intimidate them, if you can't debunk them, discredit, or deny what they say, then you destroy them. You kill them. They did that to Terry Yakey, Don Chumley, and a whole string of others. So that's what happened in the Oklahoma City case. Now, when you catch them doing this, if I were king for a day, I'd be bringing these people in and say, okay, we know you said this. We know it didn't happen. Who ordered you to lie? And I'd start going up the chain of command from there and start making arrests.
Now, let's try to encapsulate this and then go to some calls, because I think the murder of these doctors and police officers and others are very important. First off, let's tell people who one of the doctors is. Tell them about Terrence Yakey, and then let's tell those stories.
Okay, let's go Yakey first. Yakey was a police officer that was one of the first ones, if not the first one, in the building. Behind him was Don Browning. They both saw things. Browning was a canine officer. He took his dog to the rear of the building and explored the real pit that went down two subfloors in the cut. Yakey was going around pulling people out. I think he saw other explosives still on the columns that did not detonate. He began asking questions. He also knew that the ATF had foreknowledge. He had already talked to some of them, and they had told him that they were told not to come to work today, and he was writing all this down. He was documenting everything, and he saw something wrong. And his own chain of command told him, back off. You don't want anything to do with this. And I've talked to several Oklahoma City officers since then. They were all told, this is a federal case. You don't talk about it. I don't care what you think. You don't report it. If you reported something, destroy the report, and so on. I've got the whole
also, again, with Mr. Yakey, he'd been cop of the year.
He'd been police officer of the year and so on. And one day after he'd been harassed by his own chain of command, followed by federal agents, his house, his apartment had been broken into, things had been taken. He had everything in a briefcase. And he called a friend. He said, I'm on my way out of town. I've got to go by the headquarters, and they're going to chew me out again. And then I'm going to go out to my mini storage out in El Reno or Yukon, one of the towns west of Oklahoma City. He says, and I'm going to drop my stuff off where they can't find it this time. He says, and we'll have dinner when I get back. Now, this isn't the guy that's going to go out and commit suicide. But he's found the next morning by the Canadian County Sheriff's Office, and he had several cuts inside each wrist, several cuts inside each elbow, both jugular veins slashed. He'd been beaten up. A rope had been put around his neck and then removed. The marks were still there. And he had had handcuff marks on his hands. And he'd been drugged through a field, had mud and grass on all of his wounds. He'd put up a fight. And he was shot from the top right side of his head down through his left cheek. Now, all of the autopsy stuff that I could round up on this, the photos and everything, are on my website. If you want to go there, folks, at riflewarrior.com, scroll down to Baker Street Irregulars, click on that, and it'll take you over, and click on the Yakey case. Also, my Oklahoma City report that I had to write before I retired and turned in, I was ordered to destroy. They didn't like my 26-page report of what I really found out about Oklahoma City, so I put it on the website, too. So if you scroll down to Oklahoma City...
Isn't that illegal report, to order people to destroy official reports?
That's the way I looked at it. You know, once written, it's mine. Yeah, you know, okay, Chief, you can have your copy. You tear it up if you want, but mine's more in public.
But they're not supposed to destroy police reports.
Well, they're not, but he was. I don't think he was going to... He ordered me to do away with it as the guy that wrote it. He wanted to reject it, and I just wouldn't do that. And so I ended up putting it in the book, my book, The Medusa File, and it's also on my website. If you want to go over there, just scroll down to the Oklahoma City Report and click on that, and you can read the whole thing.
So they're ordering you to destroy it, too. But Terrence Yakey was a happy man, family man, cop of the year. He'd been exposing all this. He wouldn't shut up, clearly tortured. And then they go, oh, no, he committed suicide. I mean, it's like Arkansas, where you shoot yourself twice in the back of the head.
I had dinner with his mother and his sister on two nights ago in down in Oklahoma City. And I talked to him about this, and I said, let me make sure that I'm getting some of this correct. I said, there was no gun when he was found. Is that correct? I said, that's correct. The gun was found after the FBI flew in a helicopter. Is that right? And they said, that's correct. I said, was it his gun? They said, no, it wasn't his gun, because the report says that he shot himself with his own service pistol. Turns out his mother had his service pistol and turned it in to one of the detectives afterwards. And along with a personal gun that they never got back. So she verified that, you know, how can you shoot yourself through the head if you don't have a gun there, number one. Number two, if you'll go to my website and look at those drawings, you'll see that on the gunshot, it shows a contact wound of a barrel imprint, but no powder burns. Now, it's a small caliber, like a .32. It goes from the top right of the skull down through the left cheek.
So they had to shoot him from 4 or 5 feet away.
No, there's a contact wound with no powder burns. That means it was a silencer.
Oh.
And it was a .32 or a .25, which is what they use for assassinations.
Because it bounces around and doesn't leave rifling?
Well, no, it doesn't. The flame and the powder that normally would blow the skin away when it exits a muzzle on a contact wound is absorbed inside the silencer instead. So you've got a clean hole. And they also, by the way, I found out they had taken the entire, his car was parked in a road nearby, and there's just very little blood in it. But they took the entire interior out of the car and put it back in. They were looking for that briefcase or looking for something. They also found a knife that had his blood on it, but it was stored, stashed up under the dashboard on top of the heater. Now, if you're going to slash your own wrist, you're not going to worry about hiding the knife that you did it with. So they got that, evidently.
Didn't they have 13 knife wounds?
They had, it was either 11 or 12 or 13 right in there. You can go actually count them on my website.
Yeah, I think I've read the report. It's 13.
Yeah, you can actually, I actually show the drawings that show each of the wounds on my website, so you can actually see what happened.
Well, I mean, you've said in the past it was pretty clear he was tortured.
He was tortured, beaten up, and evidently put down on his knees, and then the guy standing over him shot him down through his head.
Boy, these are really nice people.
We'll do Don Chumley after break.
Yeah, let's talk about that. And then your calls are coming up, and I've been holding, but this is important. This is the type of loving government you have, okay? Goes around killing, you know, cops of the year, police officer of the year, and doctors that were there saving people. This is your government.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
The next segment, your calls are coming up. Then we're going to get into Waco. Colonel Roberts, he's also studied and written about that. We're going to get into the first World Trade Center bombing. 9/11, the police state control grid, and a lot more. But, Craig, please continue with some of the other people that were clearly murdered because of what they were doing.
Well, one of the other interesting cases is Dr. Don Chumley, who was at the scene on day one and patched up a lot of people. And he was friends
with Yakey, right?
He was friends. Well, he knew Yakey, and his main, I think, sticking point to the dark side forces was that one of the ATF agents came up and said, "I want you to bandage me up, because I fell in an elevator or something like that." And he said, "Well, I don't see anything wrong with you." He said, "Didn't make any difference. Bandage me up and go along with the story." And he wouldn't do it. So later on, they came and they threatened him that you need to back me up on this, that we got hurt when the elevator fell. And he said, "You're not hurt. There's nothing wrong with you." And obviously, we already know that the elevator didn't fall anyway, according to the elevator people.
Because they had a problem. No one, BATF wasn't in the building. They ran up in their bomb gear seconds after, and the firefighters, in their own record, said, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "Oh, we got a warning not to come in."
Right. And several other people talked to ATF agents who heard the same thing. Then, of course, the next day, the story changed. But Chumley, a few months later, I think it was the following November, was on a hunting trip with some friends of his. He was a 250-something-hour pilot. He had an instrument rating. He had his own Cessna 210 Centurion, and he had, I think, four people on board, including himself. And they were coming back from New Mexico on a hunting trip. And then the plane, all of a sudden, fell straight down out of the sky and impacted in a cabbage field near Shamrock, Texas. I was, of course, with the air support unit of the police department then, and so I had a lot of contacts inside the FAA. And I called the FAA investigator down there to find out, what happened. And he officially said the report will show that, it's under investigation, and there is probably going to be pilot error, possibly had a heart attack or something like that. Later, I find out, unofficially, that number one, the airplane, there's no way, and I've worked a lot of crashes, there's no way that an airplane's going to fall straight down out of the sky. That doesn't happen unless you lose the wings. And still, you got a parabolic curve because you're going forward, 12,000 feet or something like that at 160 miles an hour. Even if you pull the wings off, the airplane is an artillery shell. It's still going to have a curve to it, but it fell down directly below. It spun in directly, and that's the only way you come straight down, spin in, stall it out and spin in, or nosedive it, from whatever cruising altitude it was on radar, from where they lost it on radar to where it impacted was within an eighth of a mile. So it basically came straight down. It killed everybody on board, and later they could find nothing mechanically wrong with any component on the airplane. So then they started doing the checks and found out that at first they said it was a weather problem. He flew into bad weather. Well, the weather was fine that day, and even if he was an instrument-rated pilot. Another government report was that he was a low-time pilot that was, just barely above a student, didn't know what he was doing. He was a commercial pilot. He had over 250 hours. And he had no problem at all flying this airplane. It had been well checked out in it, and it had a lot of time in it.
Well, it sounds like Wellstone. They say it's bad weather, but it wasn't, and then the plane just plunges straight down and blows up.
Right. What it appears happened was something was on that airplane. This is the only thing that I can think of. It's my theory that there was something on that airplane that after the last refueling stop, they climbed to altitude, they talked to center, they said they got their new course heading and altitude, and then that was the last conversation they had with him. I imagine there's something on the airplane that erupted with a poison gas or something that incapacitated everybody on the airplane because no one tried to take any corrective action when the airplane started spinning down. It came straight down, and there was nothing wrong with the flight controls. The engine was running. So something happened to the passengers to where they couldn't fly the airplane. And according to what I heard, it looked like they were all dead before they hit, which would have added more credence to that. So that's the Chumley accident. There was a U.S. attorney, and I don't remember his name right offhand, but he was trying to be a good guy and get to the bottom of this, and he was objecting to the way the government Justice Department was handling it, and he was found on the steps of a church. It had blown his head off not too long afterwards. So, these typical Clinton-esque suicides that keep mounting up like Ron Brown and Vince Foster all over the place.
The Air Force colonel who did the autopsy said he'd been shot in the head.
Right, right. And, if you just look at the Clinton deaths alone, you had over 50-something of those guys. So going all the way back to the boys on the tracks at MENA. You know,
well, it's higher than that. I mean, we had James McDougal, and it was in the newspaper that a helicopter landed, government agents go in and see him, and he dies.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, this is just over and over and over again. And then right after Oklahoma City, two things happen. Clinton gets reelected, and they pass the Ominous Crime Control Act of 1996, which half destroys the Constitution.
Amazing. There's a bunch of other deaths, too, folks. We're going to come back and take some calls from Mark, Scott, Brock, George, Danny, and others, and we'll get into some other key issues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard about PAS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
That beat, my friends. Thanks for joining us. We have to look at this. We must investigate it. We're about to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. Craig, before we go to these loaded phone lines and then later get into Waco and 9/11 and the first World Trade Center bombing, and then things like Operation Northwoods and Operation Gladio and the admitted U.S. government plans to carry out terrorist attacks to be blamed on enemies or for domestic control. Tell folks how they can get some of your great books and materials. And believe me, folks, they are excellent.
Well, you know, the New York City books that I did, including the new one that's a follow-up to One Shot, One Kill.
By that, you mean the big establishment mainstream books.
Right, the ones that I managed to sneak a few books through occasionally. Was Crosshairs on the Kill Zone is the brand new one that's just come out here this year, and it's out there about military snipers from Vietnam all the way up through Iraq. And the other books, the Medusa File, Crimes and Cover-Ups of the U.S. Government, which is a must-read. In fact, I gave one to Congressman Bob Barr when he was here. He was our keynote speaker down at the rally, and his eyes just kind of got big on that. I think he was overwhelmed. He thinks that, or some of the people that were down there said that every member of Congress ought to get one of these. But the Medusa File is there on my website at riflewarrior.com, and as is Kill Zone, A Sniper Looks at Dealey Plaza. Now, if you get both of those books, you got the book that my agent could not sell in New York City a few years back, because none of the publishing houses would touch it because of the information that was in there. Later I would found out that the CIA's Operation Mockingbird, it does exist, and it does control what goes through these publishing houses. So that book had to be published through Consolidated Press, which is not a New York City publisher. Also, I have resurrected, Alex, and a lot of your listeners are going to be glad to hear this, because we did two printings of a book called JFK, The Dead Witnesses, where I chronicled what happened to all of the witnesses around the JFK case, 115 of them, that some of them died by what we might say is natural causes, but most of them under mysterious circumstances, and I tell you who they are, what happened to them, and what they knew, and what connection they had to the case. Well, after two printings, the book, we let that book go out of print because it didn't sell fast enough to justify storing it. Had so many requests that I've now put it in PDF format for Adobe Acrobat, put it on my website. So you can go there on the website, scroll down and click on JFK, The Dead Witnesses, and there's the book on Adobe. You can print it out, read it, whatever you want to do. We're doing the same thing with some other books that I wrote on there. We're putting them in PDF format so that we can get the information out to people, because I'm not here to make any money. I'm here to educate and enlighten and try to build forces against evil, and just like you are, and that's why we put them up on the website. So riflewarrior.com tells about all the books, which ones are in print, which ones aren't in print, how to get them.
That's great, Colonel. Let's take some calls. Mark in Nevada. Mark, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Semper Fi, Craig Roberts.
Semper Fi, bro.
I was 0311 with 3-5.
All right. I was with 1-5 at one time.
Raw, the 5th Marines get to wear the French Verger.
Right. You got it. Green rope.
Yep. Anyway, I just wanted to share, this is somewhat unrelated. I've been on hold for a while. I just wanted to share a news article today talking about Howard Dean, neocon Howard Dean. He was giving a speech in Minnesota, and he says, quote, "Now that we're there," in reference to Iraq, "we're there and we can't get out." Said if we leave Iraq, Al-Qaeda is going to take Iraq over, basically saying leave the troops in Iraq, don't bring them home, so...
Let me inject something here, Alex. This is important. He brought up a good point, because I want to take a few steps further. Let's look at what's really happening here. Lyndon Johnson's job was to turn the American people against the military and against war and all of this nonsense.
This is about depleting the military and then building
exactly.
The EU as the good cops
right.
After we're done taking over oil supplies for them.
Well, it goes further than that. Let's look at the progression of events, because it all fits together. Nixon was to open the door to China and make them friends and then get us out of Vietnam. And then Carter was...
Gave them the Panama Canal.
Carter was to give away the Panama Canal, knowing that it would go to the Chinese. And then Reagan, we had George Bush Sr. under him that got all the drug running going real good through MENA and all the rest of it out of Colombia. Plus, his deal when he became president was to expend our weaponry in Gulf War run. Get rid of all the cruise missiles, use the Tomahawks up, use up all of our assets, and then disband the military as much as possible.
So Carlyle Group could buy it for nothing.
Right. And then, of course, we have Clinton comes along. His job is to destroy what's left of the military as much as he can and close bases, which he reduced the numbers of planes and fighter squadrons. He put the ships in mothballs, reduced the number of ships.
Took the launch codes off the submarines.
Right.
Signed Presidential Decision Directive 60 saying we'll absorb nuclear strikes.
Right, the whole bit. And then what's left of the military, Bush Jr. comes along, boom, they're
turns
in Iran,
into UN
in
police forces.
And then the next job is to deplete the reserves and National Guard. Also, Clinton was supposed to destroy the military's morale and did do that. Ran off the best leaders. A lot of people retired and just quit and left.
And now they're using people for 2-3 terms, lying to them. Doing all of this, boy, I mean, they couldn't be doing a better job of destroying the military.
Well, we've got at the point now where we've depleted the National Guard and reserves. There's no one home to watch the chickens. We have no one guarding the southwestern border. Everybody's overseas, burnout or wounded. And
go over this. How many? I mean, you've had family in these meetings, public meetings. It's also been in the news where they say we're going to use foreign assets if we're attacked while our troops are overseas.
That is the whole thing. They were told 10 years ago at the CASQ course in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, by General Barry McCaffrey, that should we be deployed to the point, with the build down of the forces being what they are, should we be deployed at two fronts overseas, where we've got Afghanistan and we've got Iran right now, we've also got Korea, and we could have China if they invade Taiwan, that's four. If we have that happen, we will not be able to patrol our own streets, and we'll be forced to call upon foreign assets.
And you and General McKenzie said that on Nightline 3 years ago.
And they've been training Soviet bloc troops at Fort Polk for years now under Operation Cooperative Nugget to do just that, not patrol Russia, not patrol Bosnia, patrol the United States.
And by the way, folks, I have the video of this in my Police State Films. Mark, thanks for the call. For people that don't get this and don't believe this and don't understand this, let me just break it down for you. They're doing drills all over the country at public schools where simulated homeschoolers' parents attack and kill everybody. They're doing drills for gun confiscation. The defense forces of the states, I have their training manuals, are training to confiscate guns. All of this is really going on. This is not a joke. Craig, how would you see this unfold? Because we know the New World Order, we know China's economy is about to be bigger than ours. We know they're putting all their infrastructure in over there. They're the new model country. They're deindustrializing this nation, and then they're using America, the fumes in the gas tank, to empower this New World Order. Then we'll take the blame for it. How do you see this unfolding?
Well, you know, as a battlefield and intel type, I've been watching it unfold, and you've got COSCO, and you've got Hutchison Whampoa, which is basically the merchant marine for the Chinese Army, has set up the biggest forward-deployed resupply station in Freeport in the Bahamas, 90 miles off
our
shore.
But that's not a threat. Iran's the threat.
Yeah, right. And anyway, if you go to look up Hutchison Whampoa, if you go to look up COSCO or Freeport, Bahamas, and you'll see the biggest ocean shipping point and cranes in the world down there with all these boxes already sitting there sealed, ready to go. We don't know what's in them. We've had them try to smuggle Connex boxes and sea lift containers into several ports around the United States.
AK-47s.
Bombs, everything. They got the whole enchilada.
Rocket launchers.
And we've got them controlling the Panama Canal. Is that a coincidence? You know, I don't think so. So, and you've got Chinese troops landing in Mexico all the time. They're providing the Mexican army with tanks and missiles and weaponry. And of course, it's not going to the Mexican army. It's being staged south of the border. The southern border is wide open. We are totally surrounded. We have no one left here to watch the chickens. And the only thing,
NORAD's been ordered to stand down, even if they're tracking 1,000 inbound missiles.
Well, the only thing that we have going for us right now is the Second Amendment and people who believe it. The only thing that we have, the biggest armed citizenry in the world, and this scares the heck out of them, because you know you can't fight a guerrilla army with a conventional army. It's Hitler found it out, Stalin found it out, we found it out in Vietnam. You just can't do it. You have to fight an unconventional army when you've got a population base like the United States, armed as well as we are, even though most of us are pretty on in years with gray hair right now, but we've got a lot of people with combat experience around. This scares these guys. So their deal is legislate the guns away one type at a time, legislate the ammunition away one type at a time.
Put in these camera control grids designed by the Pentagon everywhere, set up the checkpoints, get everything tracked and traced, get people off the land, build trans-corridor highways that lock out all the rural areas, subdivide the populations. And I mean, it's unbelievable, but when you look at all the puzzle pieces, they really are setting this up. Let's take another call. Scott in Texas. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, Alex, Craig. First of all, I want to tell you guys how much I respect and admire you guys for what you do. I'm really grateful that you're there. This is I've had something that's bothered me for years that happened within my family, and it had to do with the Oklahoma City bombing. About 9 months before the bombing took place, I have a really close relative that was heavily involved in the national militia groups and was for years. And he sent a letter to me and to several other family members and that stated that the national militia was going to show of force on this specific date, about 9 months from the letter that was sent out. And I didn't think much of it at the time, but the date that he stated in the letter was the exact date of the Oklahoma City bombing. And it really surprised me. When this happened, we tried to present this to some news media, but no one would listen to it at all.
Well, you got to understand that McVeigh was a sheep-dip government operative. He was traveling around to literally hundreds of meetings, creating a ledger, creating a story to then blame the militia and go all the way with it, and then to tie that in with white supremacists and even try to tie it in with Arabs. But for some reason, I guess because there were so many witnesses that saw these Arabs with McVeigh, knew it was a government op, they didn't go with the full story. Craig, comments?
Yeah, there's no new development along that line. All of that stuff that McVeigh did and all of this militia stuff was a total diversion. It was created out of whole cloth. We never could make any connections with anybody that stuck anywhere, including the Elohim City bunch. That was a total dead end. The Northwest Bank Robber bunch, Midwest Bank Robber bunch, that really didn't go anyplace. And Jesse Trinidu and I managed to take three FBI memos here in the just last month. And the three memos were all the same memo, but they had come from three different offices. And these three different offices had redacted parts where they had blacked out some of the words. But they didn't do the same words. So we were able to put the three memos together, and we came up with this one. And I just want to read two paragraphs of it. And this goes along to explain a lot, because why did the media switch from Arabs on day one to the right wing on day five and stay there when we had nothing going that direction? And then we found
out. For those
out
who don't know, Trinidu is a lawyer out of Utah. His brother was tortured to death by the government.
Right, and he's been suing him ever since and doing FOIAs and getting these different documents, and we've been going over them. But I checked with my contacts in the media, and they said they were getting all this right-wing did-it information from two places. That was the Southern Poverty Law Center with Morris Dees.
ADL.
And the ADL with Foxman, the Anti-Defamation League of the B'nai B'rith, which makes no sense whatsoever, because they should have been, Arabs, we told you so. But they didn't do that. This says Oakbaum Memorandum. This is an FBI memo. It says, information has also been received through the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, that one Andreas Strassmeyer, a.k.a. Andy the German, evidently received a telephone call from Timothy McVeigh on or about 4/17/95, 2 days prior to the Oakbaum attack, when Strassmeyer, per a source of the SPLC, was in the white supremacist compound at Elohim City, Oklahoma. Strassmeyer allegedly has had a lengthy relationship with Timothy McVeigh, one of two indicted Oakbaum defendants. The source of the SPLC advised that Strassmeyer is currently residing with Kirk Lyons in Black Mountain, North Carolina. Now, Kirk Lyons is the lawyer for the KKK and the White Aryan Resistance and all that. He was the one that defended the Waco survivors, and they only ended up getting 40 years apiece. I mean, he's the total opposite of Morris Dees, and now you got Strassmeyer informing to the Southern Poverty Law Center, but he's hiding out in Kirk Lyons' office, and Kirk Lyons smuggles him out of Mexico, which it says here. It says, and plans to leave, now get this, it plans to leave the U.S. via Mexico in the near future. The source further advised that he or she has learned that Strassmeyer is fleeing U.S. for an unknown reason. Prior Oakbaum investigation determined that McVeigh had placed a telephone call to Elohim City on 4/5 of 95, a day that he was believed to have been attempting to recruit a second conspirator to assist in the attack. The Oakbaum command post has attempted to verify the version of events as set forth by the source and to develop further information. Now, what this means is it appears by this memo that the Southern Poverty Law Center knew what was going to happen in advance. They had foreknowledge. And they even told the FBI about it and didn't do anything about it. Now, if this is true, this would explain a lot, because they're going to want to water the investigation down so they don't get discovered as having people inside of Elohim City. This thing gets to be a real hairball at it, Alex, when you start connecting who knows who and who doesn't know who.
I mean, it's a classic intelligence operation.
Oh, yeah. But here we got Strassmeyer in an FBI memo who's getting ready to escape through Mexico, and no one stops him. No one picks him up.
One more point, Alex, is after this happened, I talked to my cousin,
And he was infuriated about the events that took place, because he said that what he had been involved in was that the militia had nothing to do with the actual events that took place, or the entire bombing, the way that it took place.
All right. Well, thank you for the call.
Yeah, we could never make any connection to any militia, period.
Yeah. Let's talk to Barack in British Columbia. Go ahead, Barack.
Hi. I was wondering if some of the same players that were involved in Oklahoma City were also setting up Waco and the World Trade Center, some of the same people that the government hired out, like the Iraqis. Is there a common thread? Like, could they use the same duds?
Well, there is, in the sense that these Iraqi POWs that we had still had their ties back to the Middle East and through the Philippines, and some of the Middle Easterners that went through flight school here and did all this stuff, and they were tied into.
Well, there's incredible connections. They admit Nick Berg is at that military training base, and the guy that supposedly got his head sawed off, he's at a flight training base with some of the hijackers, loaning them his laptop and his code, and then the FBI picks him up with his cell phone company, holds him for 13 days in Iraq, and releases him directly into, quote, Al-Qaeda hands, who then saw his head off. I mean, Craig?
It's a small world, isn't it?
It's a very small world.
I mean, when we did the Oklahoma City bombing case, we kept running into the same people over and over and over again at different places, and the same groups, and the same money, and the same power structures, and you couldn't get the FBI to go talk to any of them. You know, their deal was McVeigh did it, Nichols is involved, case closed. Well, if the case is closed, show us the films.
And then meanwhile you have hit teams pulling cops over and killing them, and FBI helicopters landing and planting guns.
Well, we'll get back. I'll tell you what they did to me.
All right. Barack, thanks for the call. George and Davey and others will get to your calls as well. Craig's going to be with us for the entire next hour. I do want to get into some of the other issues, too, especially this little article in front of me. Homeland Security, Lockheed Martin provide total surveillance for Wisconsin town. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get to all your calls, and I'll do what I did yesterday. Yesterday we blitzed through in one segment about 15 calls. Well, I'm going to do that for much of the next hour, and then we'll just do little info bombs where we cover, you know, key little subjects in news articles here that I want to get comments from Colonel Roberts on, who I really respect for his great investigative skills. Before we go back to Craig and let him talk about the stuff he's been through, and believe me, I've ridden in the car with this guy for about 6-7 hours before we were riding back from Kansas City into Oklahoma when I got back in the car with my friends that were following us, and I drove on back to Texas. And to hear all the stuff he went through trying to investigate this, it is the legion what happened, or encyclopedic. But the new film Martial Law is out. I'm really proud of it. As I've said many times, it's my best work, and I just want it to be seen. I want it to affect change. It will affect change. It will have an effect. It already is having an effect, thanks to those that have gotten it and are getting it out to people. Please get the new film. Please get Martial Law. It covers the hover blimps, the sound cannons, the arrest of protesters for no reason. There at the RNC, that's just 30 minutes of the 2.5 hour, well, 3 hour on DVD film. And then we spend an hour on 9/11. How they blew up the buildings, Building 7, what really happened on 9/11. We just cover like 100 different issues in that 60 minutes. I mean, it is fast moving. Then we spend an hour on what makes the globalists tick, why they do the things they do. It's a very important film, and it's $25.95 if you get one copy, second copy $19.95, next copy $16.95, next copy $14. I mean, there's an incentive for you to get a bunch of these, to give them as gifts, to get the original high-quality copies on VHS or DVD, or just buy one copy and make copies of it. Just get it out, please. Toll-free number to order the new film or to order any of my films or other books and materials I carry is 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can sign up for a monthly or yearly subscription. Takes about a minute and a half to do. 15 cents a day to watch all my films, my weekly TV show, read my book, Paul Watson's book online, a bunch of other books, a bunch of other videos we've been authorized to post, my best audio interviews I do. It's all at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or go to InfoWars.com, and you can order hard copies of all the films right there. Please take action. 1-888-253-3139. Craig, just again, in kind of a thumbnail sketch, some of the stuff you went through trying to investigate all this.
I think when I started generating memos that were contradictory to the official line, the official truth, different, and I started talking to people without reporting on who I was talking to at the time, trying to maintain their, you know, anonymity. I noticed that I started getting some problems with my telephone at the office at the police department, and so I got my gear out and checked it, and it was tapped. Then I found out that there was a bug in the office. We found it up in the air conditioning vent. Did that when we did a bug sweep. Then both my phones at home were tapped, including my fax machine. My faxes were intercepted. My emails were intercepted, and we did a trace route on where the emails were going. They ended up going through Langley, Virginia, then coming back before they got to me, because I had people, I'd call them on the phone, and I'd say, send me an email right now, and they would send it, and it wouldn't get there for 5 minutes or more, sometimes the next day. It was like they were being censored. Then we had dead animals on the front porch. We had dead birds put in the mailbox. My mail was opened consistently. before it ever arrived at the mailbox. I had my house surveilled. I'd been followed by unmarked cars, which I turned around and followed them, which is great fun. And a lot of these guys, you know, they're not as professional as we are. You got guys that are federal agents that have only been so for 4 or 5 years, and they go up against a 25-year cop, and they can't figure out how come now the cop's on your tail. So we had all of these things happening and more, and I actually...
Stay there, Will.
I want
to hear some more of this when we get back, and then we'll go to your calls. Third hour coming up. Hello.